Jason Harris is here. It finished Kingstonian 1, Thurrock 1. Kim Rose, something of a perfect start with a goal from Stafford Brown after 12 minutes, but then they came back into it.
Yeah, tremendous start, as you say, Gary. The first 20 minutes I thought we played really well, shut down well, but we all know Purfleet or Thurrock, as they're now called, we know them from old. They never change. It's like the land of the giants, you know, big, strong team. That play the way that suits them, and we knew it would be a difficult game. Just before half time, Stafford could have made it 2-0. I think the goalie made a good save, went down the other end, got caught, ball got played in behind Brody. Max come flying across, slipped as he was going to make a tackle and give a penalty away. So, you know, no complaints really.
There was a couple of very good chances for Kays in the second half. I'm thinking of particularly one when Grant Payne was through. They seemed to be trying to put the perfect finish to it. Is that the way you saw it?
Absolutely. That's exactly the way I saw it. You know, David Beckham again, isn't it? The bending of the ball into the top corner. He done fantastic bit of skill to get himself in for the goal, and then really should have just smashed it, you know. But these things happen, and hopefully we'll learn from that.
There's two away games up next, Maidenhead and Braintree. I see Braintree got beaten 4-1 by Bognor. Any thoughts on those two?
I don't know much about Maidenhead since Alan Devonshire's gone. Obviously he's took four or five of the players to Hampton, so unless they've done some major surgery, and I don't know if they have that much money or not, I think that would be a game that we would hope to win. Braintree is, again, I don't know much about them from the end of the season. They got in quite a few players to keep themselves up and done that. Whether they hang on to them again this year, but the result, sound of that result, although teams playing their first games, you know, Bognor now on a high, you never know.
Okay.